Blog Talk Radio.
I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
I like to play with things a while before annihilation. Pathetic Earthlings! Who can save you now?
Hello, my name is Britt. I will be your nurse tonight. I will be here until 7 in the morning. How are you feeling, Britt? No, Britt, short for Brittany. You can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner, ha ha ha.
Okay, Britt. I am in excruciating pain. Ouch, ouch. Oh, the pain. Oh, the pain.
Where is your pain?
It's on my... I have really, really bad pain in my abdomen. It's like around my stomach and heart.
Mrs. Jaco, your heart is not in your abdomen. What exactly is hurting you? Can you please point to it?
It's right here. It's not in my abdomen. I meant it that I am having chest pain. I need some sort of chest pain medicine. Something like 2 milligrams of Dilaudid every 4 hours is needed.
I am sorry, Mrs. Jaco, but we do not get Dilaudid for chest pain. Do you have numbness and tingling? Are you short of breath? Do you have jaw pain? Do you have a cardiac history?
Why are you asking me all those stupid questions? Just give me 2 milligrams of Dilaudid and I am sure my chest pain will be way better.
Let me take your vital signs and get an EKG. I will have to page the doctor. Have you ever taken nitroglycerin before?
If you will not give me the Dilaudid, then just give me a fentanyl patch or some Benadryl. Maybe some ifenugan in a divan. One time I took Xanax and that helped me with a heart attack that I had earlier today. Nurse Britt, why are you just staring at me?
Mrs. Jaco, are you having chest pain?
Now I am internally bleeding. Quick. I don't have much time. Call my lawyer and get me some Dilaudid. What is your last name? I work for the Board of Medicine and I am going to report you and all of the other nurses here.
My last name is Kirk, as in Captain Kirk. If I call the doctor and get an order for Ativan, will that help your chest pain, abdominal pain, and internal bleeding?
Yes, Brett. I mean Brittany. This is such a great hospital. Everyone here is so nice.
Holy crap, I hate this place.
Word up. I do too sometimes, but not necessarily right now. You guys are tuning into the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It is closed for repairs. I am your graciously spaced out, tweaked up and turned on host of the evening, Mr. DJ Frankie Flash Metro. I'm here to save the universe. And of course, this being the special Frankie Metro versus Frank Reardon, Mr. Frank Brown-Eyed Reardon, mashup edition, of course. We will be having some tracks and be joined by Mr. Frank Reardon here momentarily. Before we get into that, I'm just going to jump into our first track. And this is actually from my side of the town. This is Tommy Guerrero, former professional skater, of course. Tomorrow's Goodbye, and we'll be right back with Frank Reardon. That was the highly versatile Mr. Tommy Guerrero. I don't roll my R's very well, but I don't make any excuses either. Little track called Tomorrow's Goodbye, and I got a feeling that Mr. Frank Reardon will be saying that here momentarily. In fact, let's bring him in, and let's see what he has to think of Tommy Guerrero, what he has to think of tomorrow, goodbyes, jazz, literature, all that good stuff. Guest of the evening, Mr. Frank Reardon, you are live.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
When that stuff's playing, are you like top rocking in your house by yourself?
Well, that's a great question. It's a great question to get it started off. I was actually popping and locking to a naked picture of you, bro. So,
was I wearing an eye patch?
Yes, and an iPod. There you go. Good stuff. Good to have you on the program, Mr. Frank Reardon. I know that you had chosen some pretty select tracks for us tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Right on.
Right on, man. Well, I tell you what, let's just keep it going. We still got a couple things going on. Of course, the number to call in, everybody, 805-856-2808. Lynn Alexander, I do see that you are listening in the comfort of your East Coast bed right now. And, yeah, that's fine. We'll let you do that for a minute. Maybe. I might bring you in anyway and listen to you snore. Yeah, we could do that, right?
Is 2 milligrams of Dilaudid available in this show?
Yes. Yes, but only if you make it the entire duration of the show.
All right, then.
All right, cool. Sounds good, man. Well, this is actually your opportunity, so I'll let you go ahead and introduce the next track.
All right, we'll just go with, how about the Gunslinging Bird? Charles Mingus.
Bird. All right. Mingus Big Band, Gunslinging Bird, coming up. We'll be right back. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Charles Mingus, big band, gunslinging bird. Let me ask you a question, Frank Reardon. You're out in the middle of the stratosphere that is North Dakota, and you hear gunslinging bird come on. What is it exactly that you do from there?
It makes me want to get the fuck out of here. I discovered that Charles Mingus myself when I was living in Boston. You know, I used to have the Mingus Dynasty record, which that is on, and an original version of that is on. And I put it on one day, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I didn't know what it was. And it's a little slightly, it's about the same version you were playing. It's a little slightly different, the studio version. But I don't know, when I hear that out here, if it was summertime, I'd like to be, like, out on the plains if I had to be here listening to it, just walking out in the plains. But, you know, it's like freaking minus 20 degrees right now, so I ain't leaving anywhere, going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't blame you there, bro. I do not blame you there. I live in the valley myself, in the mountains over here. So valley, mountains, New Mexico, coldness. I feel you.
Well, there's a good connection between, like, nature and music, and not like in some kind of like hippie fashion, but like I like being out in like vast areas and shit like that, and mountains or whatever, and listening to like music at full blast. Kind of like goes along with the scenery in many ways, with the city too. City
does that too. Definitely, man. Great selection, I have to say. Very, very choice selection. Of course, we do have some other tracks coming from Mr. Frank Reardon and myself coming up a little bit later. I know that you mentioned you did have some. Did actually have some poems that you brought with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch sitting here. I'm not going to read a whole bunch, but I, you know, got a few. I'll just read a short one right now. You know, don't want to, like, keep going poem after poem.
But this one I wrote, cool. Yeah, go ahead.
This one I just wrote the other day. It's called Self-Respect. Inside every agonizing set of eyes, inside every maddening purgatory, and inside every beautiful rose that has ever had enough courage to muster up the right amount of color, is Arturo Bandini waiting for the dust to settle after just throwing a book into the desert.
All right. We're going to keep that going. We're going to keep the feel going here. I'm going to jump into my track. Really love that poem. We're going to come back to that, man. You're actually going to have to, we're going to talk about that one maybe sometime. But we're going to go ahead and move on with, this is actually a little track I brought for you, Mr. Frank Reardon, because you had actually asked what was dubstep, and I gave you the general definition that was given by Wikipedia, and I believe that you're not a big fan of electronic music, right? Is that correct?
No.
No.
But, you know, I don't care whenever April is, so it don't really matter. I hear it all the time.
Cool. Well, my mission tonight is to try to change your opinion about that a little bit. This is a little track called Warning by a band called Tussle. This is actually, a lot of times, I love these guys, two drummers, one bassist, and one synthesizer. Tussle, Warning, Draconian Vampire Tunnel, Is Close to Repairs. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right. This is your Literary Underground news feed, brought to you by, of course, the Literary Underground. Do apologize for the dead air there. Just a moment. We had some technical difficulties, but that's the great thing about radio. It's live radio, so you can't really change it. You just roll with the punches, and that's the way it goes. Lynn Alexander, I do see that you are on the line, so please hang in there. And, of course, today, newsfeed being Mad Rush number one just now, or actually it's on the verge of being released. Mr. Craig Scott, you guys can actually find him on Facebook, CRAIGSCOTT. Huge lineup, Puma Pearl, Wolfgang Karstens, of course. I can't even remember who all, Bill Gaynor, of course, I think is also in that. I am forgetting so many people. The list is huge. Misty Rainwater Lights. Of course, man, I can't even think of anybody else right now. I'm put on the spot, just completely thrown off, spaced out. That's what's going on. And, of course, that's brought to you by Book of the Week, which I believe is Mr. Frank Reardon's book, forthcoming release this year. Is that correct, Frank?
Yeah, second. There's no exact date yet. I just know it's the second half of the year. It's done. It's at the publisher. It's just they got other stuff coming out before mine, so it's a waiting process.
Great. Great. And what's the title of that book there?
It's from Neo Poesis Press. It's the Nirvana Haymaker.
Nice. Love that title, man. Really do. And, of course, that is copyrighted, so you can't steal it. Believe me, I've already thought of it, so already thought of doing that. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple poems you want to share from that?
I'll read one real short one that comes from there. It's called War in Silent Places. This is also in the New Lummix Press, The Last Call thing that just come out with a lot of people, myself, Hardung, and all them. This one's called War in Silent Places. My empty and growling stomach is the only real feeling I need to remind myself about war in silent places. And I got another small one from there. This one's called Set Your Idols on Fire. When the ticks and jitters try to become one, they rub together like red phosphorus and sulfur, igniting one lonely flame inside the dark hand of who I am. It is the only way to shorten the lines and remove the lies. It is the only way to set the idols on fire. It is the only way to set insanity from desire. Those are a few poems. Unless you want me to read another one.
No, it's good stuff, man. And you said that's coming out by Neo Poesis, is that right?
Yeah, the same one who put my last book out a couple of years ago.
Right, and everybody can. Where can everybody find that book and stuff?
The Interstate Chokehold that's out now, and the one that's coming out later in the year. You can get it at neopoesis.com. You can get it from barnesandnoble.com. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Amazon. And I have a few copies lingering around. Sometimes people like me to sign my name, but, my name doesn't heighten the value of the book. But if you
sure
want to personally go, contact me through my Facebook page or, I don't know, send me pigeon mail or something.
Yeah, pigeon mail. That's a lost form of communication right there. All right, well, Lynn Alexander is a little bit antsy, so I'm going to bring her in. Lynn, you are live, by the way.
Oh, I am. I'm not antsy. I'm just listening. I mean,
I thought you said gimme. You said gimme. Oh, wait, you meant the book.
Book. I mean his book. He just said get a hold of him. So I was like, gimme. Like, I'd like to order it. Yeah.
Well, there.
I mean,
you should just tell him No, you're not. You're never antsy. You're very collected.
I'm really not. I'm never antsy. I'm mellow.
No, except whenever you hear tussle and you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I got to get up and shake some ass. Yeah.
There you go.
True.
What happens?
Yeah. Right on.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Lynn Alexander, because when we were advertising this show, Mr. Frank Reardon actually came on record in saying that he was going to campaign for you running for political office. Frank, can you expound on that? Yeah. Frank, can you expound on that a little bit more?
That is probably about as truthful. Actually, it's probably less truthful than the Tim Murray's obsession of David Cassidy. But, I was just trying to add something on because, I don't know, I mean, you guys have them political shows and you're all smart about it.
Well, I think she'd be a great candidate myself. I don't know.
And you,
I think she would.
And you could be her, like, minstrel and play your music as she campaigns.
Oh, sweet. That position,
I could travel around with Frankie Metro. Well, you know, I definitely would stop off in the Dakotas and campaign out there and, you know, work on the elk vote and all of that.
Yeah, there'll be like three guys in the crowd going, yeah, because that's all.
Oh, thank you. I would draw a crowd of three guys. That's very kind of you.
There's
out there with her
here.
Crowd
that's
of three guys.
You know, I don't know.
Sure.
Three years of this kind of solitude is kind of, I kind of feel like I'm in like a penal colony after a while, you know, without the abuse.
So.
Like
American Siberia.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like you took me out of the city and stuck me here, and that's kind of like where I've been. Like, even when I lived in Alabama, because my daughter's there, I lived in a pretty, like, you know, large city in Huntsville. So, you know, but being from Boston, coming here is kind of like extreme culture shock to me, but I got used to it, you know. But now I need to get the fuck out.
Do you ever see any pronghorn or mule deer or buffalo?
I went out, like, not this summer that just passed, but the summer before. We did some, like, primitive camping up in the Badlands, which is, like, I don't know, like an hour or so drive west, and you're, like, camping with, like, wild buffalo and stuff, man. It's pretty wild. Wild buffalo and wild horses and, you know.
Wild horses. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, man. No, I love it. I love the idea of pronghorn. I love the idea of wild horses and buffalo, but I think what we need right now, Mr. Frank Reardon, is a little bit of your smooth jazz that you were talking about there earlier.
Yeah, I was going to tone it down and save the loud one if there's time for last, but let's go a little Ruby, My Dear, a little Thelonious Monk.
All right. Thelonious Monk, Ruby, My Dear, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. We'll be right back. All right, Mr. Frank Reardon, what made you choose Thelonious Monk, Ruby, my dear?
Thelonious Monk's one of the greatest musicians that ever lived, hands down. One of the most innovative, one of the most original. Ruby, my dear, I first noticed my entire life on Ken Burns had a cool, like, 7-night-long jazz documentary did, like, over a decade ago. And I saw this clip of Thelonious Monk, like, he was just playing that version, maybe with, like, a bass or something, too, and he just, like, it just overtook him, like, the power of it, and he just stood outside of his piano, and he was doing this, like, crazed Bill Cosby dance, but, like, a Bill Cosby hell sort of dance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's, like, the vibe he gave me and the chill up my spine, I've always respected him as an artist, one of the great artists, and it's not even my favorite song by him, I just selected that one because that's the first song I ever heard by him.
Yeah. He's really good stuff. I actually enjoy one of his tracks he actually did with Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. I know those two actually worked a lot together, so really, really great stuff, man. Good choice, too, man. I think I've heard that from a movie. I just can't remember what movie it was. I might have to look into that a little bit further. I don't know, man. So you gave me some good things to work with on your side, and I was like, I was trying to match it with a little bit of dubstep and what have you, and you know what? I'm gonna have to break out the dubstep on you, I think. next track, this is straight up dubstep. You asked what it was, and I'm gonna give it to you, and you can go get your popcorn if you like. That's fine. Just be back here. So I can usher you off with your last track of the evening. This is actually Percy X, a little track called Casio Tone. I will go ahead and tell everybody we have 10 minutes left of live streaming. And of course, number to call in, 805-856-2808. There will be a very, very special after-hours edition tonight. I've got another 4 or 5 tracks, like another good, like, 30 minutes left of after-hours coming up. So we're definitely doing the late night radio brought to you by the Literary Underground. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we will be right back. All right. That was Percy X with Cassie Ohtone, of course. And Lynn Alexander. I already know what Frank Riordan thought of it. Obviously, Frank Riordan is 37 years old. And for some reason, that translates to him not liking dubstep. But I believe Lynn Alexander.
Oh, please, that's some jank bullshit. I'm older than him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If Lynn Alexander, who is, you know, one of probably the youngest people out there in the world, and I ain't gonna lie.
You're the one who was calling us like geezers and stuff because we didn't know what dubstep was.
No. I called you a geezer.
I'm older than all of you.
No,
I could be Frankie's mom, man. No.
No. Would you get pregnant at 11? Come on. So what did you think of Percy X, Cassie Ohtone, Miss Lynn Alexander?
No, I like that stuff. I have to say, I do. I mean, I'm more of a metal chick. I really am. But, you know, now and then I do like my electronica. I do.
Yeah, and I got video to prove it. I got video to prove it, so.
You see, don't go there. Don't go. Yeah, boy, shut me right up.
none's the word. Let's just say that I have blackmail material.
You have video evidence.
Yes, video evidence of the fact. There it is.
Yes, a few people do, apparently. I've been threatened before, but at least, you know, so far Brian's the only one that had the audacity to put it on YouTube. So, the rest, I think I'm pretty safe for a while. It's kind of grainy, so you can't tell.
Well, you actually get a chance to get him back tomorrow. Friday. Friday. Yeah.
You could say I have a bit of a vendetta against that Brian. And he's going to get his,
I hope.
Yeah. He's deserving. He's an ass. No, I love him. I do. Everybody loves him, but you love him, but he just evokes this desire to abuse. I don't know what it is.
Definitely. And we invite all of our listeners out there in the literary underground late night world to come by Friday nights. And show Mr. Brian Fugere how much they love, loathe, all that good stuff. Him, yeah. What time will that be, Ms. Lynn Alexander?
I believe it's 10 o'clock Eastern time. So that's 7 for you, right? You know what, I'll have to check because we moved some things around and we're actually being followed immediately after by Tim doing Red Fez Radio. So I just have to double check that.
Cool.
I think we might have moved it up a little bit. So, yeah.
Great. And, of course, everybody can go to the Literary Underground. Is it .org or is it .com?
.org.
.org. Yeah. You guys can go to the literaryunderground.org. Yeah. I'll put that in the chat room for all of our guests that are sliding in and out of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel tonight. We do have a minute 23 left of live streaming, of course. We do have a great after-hour segment set up, so you guys should definitely check that out. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. Frank Riordan, you got one last track of the evening, one last chance. What are you going to pick?
Cousin Mary, John Coltrane.
Ooh, good one. All right. John Coltrane, Cousin Mary, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
folks wake up the same every day, nothing to be ashamed of yesterday, nothing to look forward to being ashamed of tomorrow. But sitting on the same chaise lounge and drinking the same dirty martini in their minds as the day before. Nice, comfortable thoughts like two-star hotel room artwork, no unsettling subject matter, elaborate color scheme. Other thoughts are the threadbare red velvet of windowless lounges and grimy kitchens under flickering fluorescent lights, thoughts with hard industrial edges, thoughts with the lingering smell of oil from the deep fryer, greasy thoughts fluttered on the wall, thoughts like plastic knives held by hands too impotent to poke an eye out, thoughts engineered to obedience, undiseased with complicated punctuation and unruly question marks, thoughts dressed in borrowed quips and standard Ketchman mustard condiments.
All right, Frank Reardon, Ruby, my dear, Ruby, my dear, it's not even Ruby, my dear, that was Cousin Mary. I keep getting your family members confused, Frank Reardon, I swear to God, I really do. So why, tell us why you chose that track, Mr. Frank Reardon.
Oh, Giant Steps, it's a great album. I don't know, I've always been partial to that song. There's no... I'm partial to probably almost every song that Coltrane got. I mean, he got a little towards the end, a little bit too spiritual for me, a little ambient for me, but, you know, I still dug it. Like, you know, I don't know. I just love that whole album. And it's one of the first jazz albums. Like, I mean, I like all kinds of music, but if I was, you know, jazz was the subject tonight, but that was the first musician I ever got into in that genre of music, and that was the first album I ever heard, and that was probably the first song I ever heard that I really, when I gave jazz a real listen to, you know.
Oh,
not
wow.
Like you hear in an office, not like the Kenny G shit you hear in an office. That's why it took me a long time to like jazz, because that's what I always thought it was, like freaking Kenny G, and I'm like, this shit is fucking awful. You know, so it like took me a while to discover it.
Oh, right on. Well, that's a good way to get jump in to jazz and get your feet wet is Mr. John Coltrane, of course. Love that track, Cousin Mary. Lynn Alexander, are you a John Coltrane fan?
Well, yeah. I mean, who isn't, right? I mean, I can't say that I have everything. You know, I've got, you know, the usual Love Supreme, all of that stuff. You know, it's all good. It's up on the shelf. I mean, I, you know, I like a lot of different stuff, but, you know, I think he's pretty cool. Yeah, I would say so. I wouldn't say, you know. I mean, I don't claim expertise or anything like that. I mean, I'm not fluent.
No, I am not either, to be honest with you. I think Mr. Frank Reardon knows a little bit more than I about this. So.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, as fluent either. Like, most of the, like, I don't, I can't remember when it comes to instrumental music. It's really hard for me to remember names of songs. I can remember the albums, but... Sometimes it's hard to remember the names of the songs, like, because when you got, like, singer-songwriters or rock bands or whatever, you can always, like, remember the lyrics, and it's easier to remember the song that way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I think it's easier, you think, is it easier sometimes for jazz, of course, or different genres of music? Do you think it's easier to remember lyrics as opposed to remembering titles?
Well, yeah, no... I've always had that, like, when it came to, like, music, I've had always, like, lyric-driven music, I've always had that, I could win, like, Rock and Roll Jeopardy if they still had the show, because I have, like, this Rain Man-styled intelligence when it comes to music. I wish I could have remembered mathematics that way growing up, but I just, like, I hear a song, and I'll remember the title, it'll stick in my head, even if, like, I don't like the song, and... That's why, like, next year, or towards the end of the year when my book comes out, I'm going to come back on and do this show and bring out some lyrically driven music next time.
Oh, sweet. Well, there you go. I love the idea of Frank Reardon, Mr. Autistic Jazz Aficionado. love that. Really, really
good
really
stuff. Not really autistic, but, you know.
Yeah. Just Rain Man intelligence, that's all. Good stuff there, brother, man. I really appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us tonight and bringing some cool tracks, dude. Like you said, I would love for you to come back anytime. You obviously got a great case. I'm not going to get all bromance, Lynn Alexander. I'm not going to do it.
No, I encourage it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do, Mrs. if y'all going to get busy, I'm going to stick around.
No, it's It's, you know, I guess I'm just, it's like I always feel like I'm like the only female everywhere, you know? I mean, my friends are all guys. I mean, I don't know what it is, you know? So, yeah.
I happen to know that some of the tunnel voices that occupy the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, some of them are female. And
yeah, no, I mean, I hope so. And, you know, yeah. I just, yeah.
You know,
so.
And, sometimes they come in with some heavy stuff, man. They really do. They come in with some heavy stuff, heavy thoughts, and whew, yeah, it's good stuff. Love it here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel. We are still closed for repairs. We still got 44 minutes left of the show. I've still got a bunch of tracks. I'm in. You know what, Frank Reardon? I'm glad you're here. I found this one actually. This is very track that. Very near to my heart here, and you have no idea what it is. That's what you said earlier. You have no idea what that is. This is a little band called Can, from their 1974 release off United Artists Labels, Soon Over, Baba Luma. This is a little track called Dizzy Dizzy, and this is actually a live version from 1977. So this is 3 years after the album is released. Enjoy. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I will storm the eye and the needle and the gates of heaven in a Hummer or a very large Cadillac. I will bribe St. Peter. If that doesn't work, I shall apply brass knuckles to his face and steal his gold tooth and zip it up in my Dooney and Burke handbag. If anyone else bothers me, I have pepper spray and a stun gun. Next, I shall open up my heart and ask Jesus to jump on in. Lastly, I shall drop to my knees and beg for forgiveness.
All right, that was Can, Dizzy Dizzy. I am a little Dizzy Dizzy after that track. I know Frank Reardon, I know you're Dizzy Dizzy after that track, aren't you, bro?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. That was not the Miami Vice theme song. That was actually 10 times more awesome and 10 times more space funk. I told you, man, I'm spaced out. I'm here to save the universe, not just planet Earth. I got to save the whole universe, bro. It's a hard job.
Yeah, you could borrow some of Brian from Jay's super tights for that.
I'm saying.
I'm leaking out some of my roast jokes already. I need to stop. I have a whole slew of them.
Save them. Save them up.
Save them up, exactly.
Most of them involve, like, comic books, superheroes, Dungeons and Dragons, I can't handle alcohol kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he can handle the alcohol. I can vouch for that, but it's the other stuff. Never mind. We'll save it.
Yeah. We can't let our jokes out, man.
And I'm like, so getting tired of saving it. Like, I'm getting really antsy myself. We're going to keep things moving here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep this going, and we're going to jump into a little more dubstep for Mr. Frank Reardon. This is a little track called Vertigo by the artist known as Buka Shade. And we'll be right back, of course, Draconian Vampire Tunnel, his Close for Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro.
picked up the
track. And it looks like, wow, actually, Frank, is it possible that you like that song? Is that possible?
Oh, I'm not, like, opposed to it or anything. I mean, I probably wouldn't put it on here, but I liked it. It was kind of, like, had a nice groove to it.
Mm.
Like, you know, but...
Lynn Alexander, do you buy that? Do you buy that, Lynn Alexander? I think he liked it a little bit more than what he's playing on.
You know what? I think deep down he really did like it. I think he really did. He can blame it on Vicodin or other things, other factors. But I think deep down, I think he was tapping his foot a little bit. And I think that
mm-hmm.
might be as much as we're going to get from Mr. Reardon. Little foot tap in action.
We'll take it.
Yeah. You know, you got to know your limits with the guests.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We are dealing with Mr. Frank Brown-Eyed Reardon here.
Yeah,
you,
what's
you
up
think
with the brown eye, man?
Well, you know, what is up with the brown eye? That's a good question.
Are you saying I'm taking it in the shitter, man?
You know, I just thought you had brown eyes. You got brown eyes, right?
No, nah, man, I got blue eyes.
Oh, okay. Well, every time I see you, I think of brown-eyed girl, so I thought I'd just...
it's
that's
all,
my
now.
Mistake.
We need to have a Frankie Metro. We should do a roast, like, every month or two. That would get me on the phones. Yeah,
I'm pretty
Metro
sure a Frankie Metro roast would get a lot of people on the phone, dude.
Yeah. We could roast both of you, but you know what? I'm pretty sure. I think it depends who you ask. I think if you surveyed the ladies, they would probably get the eye color right. I think it depends who you ask.
That's true. That is true, man.
You know, it just goes like that. But, yeah, we could roast either one of you, but, you know.
I think he did too. And you know what? A roast, I think, would definitely be good, but we would have to combine forces on that. Like, I like the idea of us both being roasted during the same show.
There wouldn't be enough time. I don't know what the limit is.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It would be a marathon.
Get some of those clips of old shows I did, like radio shows a couple of years ago when I was when I used to like to drink a lot and do the shows, and I said a lot of like humiliating things because I was too drunk.
Ooh.
And you could roast me on that. I did the Polish Hammer, the Carl Kowalski show there, and he got me really loaded on that one. It was pretty funny, but I feel bad. I had to apologize to some people later on.
I remember that show. That was a great show, actually. I had lots of fun.
Yeah. He has that effect on people, too. He gets people talking smack. I don't know what it is about him, but he's like truth serum or something. He's like, you know, in Kill Bill where, like, he, like, shoots her in the leg with that dart, and then she, you know, it's like that. He gets people talking. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Oh, man. Polish Hammer, we're going to have to get you on this program sometime. I'm just kind of scared of what kind of music that guy would pick, in all honesty. I don't know.
He's like Iron Maiden Fridays.
Yeah.
He would say Iron Maiden, but I've hung out with Carl down in Alabama before, and he's all about the Lady Gaga and stuff like that.
No,
oh,
he's
word.
Not. No.
Well, Lynn Alexander, since you're on here with us hanging out late night underground radio that we're doing here, I believe we were talking in the chat room about doing a poem or something, or a short story, I believe.
Oh, I think, he said tell me a story, so I gave
mm-hmm.
him a choice. I gave him a choice, really. I mean,
whatever you want to do, whatever in front of you.
Whatever in front of me, I don't ever have anything in front of me.
You had a bag of Cheetos in front of you a minute ago.
I got a you know what? If you have a bag of Cheetos in front of you, then you're pretty much set. You can live on that for a little while.
Yeah, and you're not even sharing. That's like the most horrible part. But
I know. I should like crunch them so that it's like haunting me. You know, like that would be crass. Start crunching into the phone.
Lynn Alexander doesn't.
Oh gosh,
do that.
I'm a little on the spot. You know what I'll do? You know what would be very fitting? I actually have something that's sort of Frank-inspired, so maybe I should do that while Frank's on the phone. So
cool.
Okay.
Which I haven't, and since it's really new, I haven't done a whole lot with it, so bear with me, I guess. Yeah, so here I go. And this is for Frank Reardon on the tunnel, yeah. And it's the space between men. The space between the men, beset silhouettes, walking monochronics. I've seen it happen with other men, other Franks that didn't know why. This world is synchronized. Time the monarch, time the giver of these carrienda increments. Win-win, maybe you win. Stop to tie my original eyes. Maybe you win, right side guy, in the shadow of your building. Cold, cold, concrete beneath your feet, in the glass, the sheen, the logistics of an industry. War, dances of the Intor. Maybe you win, right side guy with your pile of fives. You applied for this shit back in 95, after Cobain died. Your girl started graduate school. Chain, restaurant, dining, shared an appetizer. You wanted fries, she wanted rice. She wasn't eating chicken then, she said. She was some kind of sometimes vegetarian then. The bones were lies. She was some kind of fox, bitch then, concave thighs, hip. You were a skinny dick, stubble neck, lot of free time, always out of the jar, hanging Levi's. Before this chick, there was standing around. Time, the monarch. Time, the giver of carrienda increments. Win-win, maybe you win. Stop to tie my original eyes. There was looking around, like your father was behind you. A right-handed man with a pile of fives. Now, he's an immaculate Buick kind. No more rum and coke and card club neighbor Nancy powder in her lines, sniffing his old spice. Now the buttons go high, hard service bodies, later softened with wives. Somewhere he got fixed. Somewhere they got to mixed vegetables, chops, the adventurous stir-fry. Forgets he ate in Asia, his mess, nothing like this blue, for mica slicing. somewhere he got fixed. It happened to the other men, always looking around, like their fathers were nearby. These are life insurance lives. This world is synchronized. Time, the monarch, time, the giver of carrienda increments. Win, win, maybe you win. Maybe you win, right side guy. Stop, tie, my original eyes. Just beat, 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 and fuck it on. That's it.
I'm in the schoolyard rhyming with my brother Jamel and Rala. Vibing to the beat and imagining how far the sound of travel to turn up the volume. Hit and shake the gravel before we heard the loud boom. It vibrated through the parking lot, shattered a few windshields, set off a spark and shot the local UPS cat, but we didn't stretch that. He had a slow leak, front tire almost flat. I got a cousin, think he's slicker than the oil in the chain, but I live in an arcade surrounded by game. He used to pass me bucks, try to gas me up. He was a fast talker, then he kept a flashy cut from a spot that was on Malcolm X Boulevard. We're this magician, wishing I would pull a card. An optical illusionist whose hands was quick, but wasn't fast enough not to reveal his trick.
Hey yo, who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track's done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track's done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one.
Mass hysteria inside the cafeteria. Not a food fight, but the news might reach your area. Whether by word of mouth or if you read about it.
Some extra, extra, they felt the need to shout it. The drummer played the beat on the table.
This boy kicked the verse like he was the first.
And I wasn't able
or prepared to let off anything substantial.
If I had no rhymes, then my plans was canceled.
Picture that before you give it back, expose it.
Cutting the bullet, the color, wonder why he chose it. Less than the worst competition to the point.
I only use one ear to listen, but there's something I'm missing. The food is
getting cold, the corner's about to flake. As soon as I flip the bowl, see the rhyme ain't worth the lunch ticket.
Waste time on mine, plus
the champ kicked it.
Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track's done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one.
Oh man, that was the Lynn Alexander, Frank Reardon, the Jizza Genius, Justin Kareem mashup. I'm going to call that. That's what I'm going to call that. Actually, the track itself, the song, was Jizza featuring Justice Kareem, a little track called Groundbreaking. I was really choked up by that, Lynn Alexander. I just have to say that. That was a real, real incredible piece of poetry there, man. Frank, I mean, wow. That's a hell of a dedication for you, bro. I'm very envious of you, man.
Well, thanks. Wow, that was a really cool piece.
Fucking
so, yeah. My dad was a huge influence on my life in a negative way. So, like, you know, I don't know, whatever. So it's kind of like weird that you, you know, thought about
it's
that.
Some, that was a legit poem there, Lynn, definitely. Really, wow. I don't know what to say, Lynn. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what did you, what gave you the inspiration to write that? I mean, I know that you talked a little bit before the poem, but.
Well, you know, one day Frank mentioned that, you know, and I have the same thing with my dad, actually. He, you know, like, it's kind of like there's a point where men are kind of go from being, like, you know, badass kind of guys in a way to, like, really. You know, they start talking about, you know, like their blood work and their blood pressure medicine, and you know, you talk to them and they're like, oh, knee replacement this, and you know, and it's the thing is that it really, it, you know, it kind of gets me thinking about, you know, like aging, you know, and how easy it is to like forget that, like, at one time these guys were you know, were young and, you know what I mean? Like, with like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
I think the biggest thing for me, the biggest message I got from it was synchronicity. That's kind of what I was thinking about, is the synchronicity that we have with our past and, you know, our lineage sometimes, man. It really, it's something that can take you on so many trips. And, damn, man, it was just such a good poem, man. It really was. Bravo. I think you might need to send me that one for the meth lab. I don't know.
And just so you know, a lot of people, you know, probably like Carrie End is sort of a one of those, you know, sometimes people say that I throw a lot of things and they have to like, they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But it's actually a drum, but it's a special drum that's used, you know, it's an African drum, but it's like used for like ceremonies and things. It's, you know, it's a special drum and it's kept in special places. And so it's, you know, it's kind of reserved for certain things, you know, so.
Word. I don't know.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, man.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to say, we got 13 minutes left, of course, of the show. I do appreciate the both of you guys coming by, hanging out. Lynn, I know it's 3 a.m. there. I really appreciate
you
hanging out.
I know, and I'm sorry. I'm, like, withering on the vine over here. I'm so sorry.
No, I understand.
I'm, like, losing it, really, because I get up in, like, 3 hours, so.
Oh, no, man. You should definitely go to bed. Definitely. I really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
And I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to hang up, let you guys play some music and do your bromance thing. No, I'm just kidding. No, good night. And you know both Franks, it's cool. You guys should do this again. You guys got a good vibe going, good music, so, you know, good night.
All right,
later.
Lynn Alexander, and of course Frank Reardon, of course, being the guest of the show, man. Really appreciate you coming by, hanging out with us, bro. It's been fun.
Cool.
Really, huh?
Yeah, it was cool.
Awesome, man.
Definitely.
We'll have to do
cool.
it again sometime. We'll get up on that.
All right,
I'm gonna play one last track for us. This is actually to put Mr. Frank Reardon to sleep with. This is an artist by the name of Jacek Sienkiewicz, and the track is entitled Dream Machine. You guys have been listening to The Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed for Repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Of course, we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Catch you then. Peace. Thank you.
But you must be as frightened as I am of death and godlessness.
We must die. But at the right time. Death only loses its terror when one has consummated one's life. Have you consummated your life?
I have achieved a great deal.
But have you lived your life?
Or have you been lived
by it? Do you stand outside your life, grieving for some life that you never lived?
I cannot change my life. I have my family, my patients, students. It's too late.
I cannot tell you how to live differently. If I did, you'd still be living by some other's design. But perhaps I could give you a gift, Joseph. Maybe I could give you a thought. What if some demon were to say to you that this life, as you now live it and have lived it in the past, you would have to live once more, but innumerable times more. There would be nothing new in it. Every pain, every joy, every unutterably small or great thing in your life would just return to you. The same succession, same sequence, again and again, like an hourglass of time. Imagine infinity. Consider the possibility that every action you choose, Joseph, you choose for all time. Then all unlived life would remain inside you. Unlived throughout eternity. Do you like this idea? Do you hate it, Rich?
I hate it.
Why?
The only thing I love about my life is the thought that I have fulfilled my duties to my wife and children.
Duty? Your duty is a sham, Joseph. It's the curtain you hide behind. To truly build your children, you build yourself first. And as for your wife, I shall break her from this prison you share, huh? And be broken by it.
Huh? Are you sure about this?
To continue with the sense that I have not lived, that I have not tasted freedom. The idea fills me with horror.